You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Punt, William Hill's Top Flight Football Podcast.
Hello everyone, good to have you with us. Welcome along to the Punt Podcast here with William Hill, ahead of the League Cup semi-final second legs on Wednesday and Thursday night. We've got Liverpool versus Southampton and Hull versus Manchester United. It is Dave Kellner alongside Jack Critchley to talk you through the action. First of all, a warm welcome to you, Jack.
Thank you. Yeah, good to be here.
How are you, sir? Everything good?
Very well, thank you. Very well, yeah. I'm intrigued by the fact there's a Thursday night EFL Cup match. We rarely get this, do we?
No, it is a rarity. I thought I'd got the days wrong. It was Christmas all over again for me, Jack. But yeah, we've got two games that are, well, one of them is finally poised. The other one looks like a foregone conclusion as in terms of which team's going to progress through to the final at Wembley.
Yes, I read a report today, actually, a preview of the Liverpool-Southampton game, which said these teams are vying to meet Manchester United in the final. So they must be pretty certain, that author.
Yeah, precisely. I think the likelihood is, a strong likelihood is, that Manchester United will make the final. We start with Liverpool versus Southampton, though, which is the Wednesday night game, 8 p.m. kickoff for this match at Anfield. Liverpool 1-2, the draw 100-30, with Southampton 6-1. Enhanced odds here. Roberto Firmino to score and Liverpool to win in 90 minutes was 13-8, now 2-1. J. Rodriguez to score and Southampton to win in 90 minutes was 10-1. That's been enhanced to 12-1. Liverpool 1-0 down after the first leg at St. Mary's and struggling a little bit at the moment. In the last 6 weeks, man, maybe not even that long, last 5 weeks, they've come unstuck to a certain extent. I'm a firm believer that the absence of Sadio Mane has been a major impact for them, because when they're trying to, I've mentioned this on the podcast before, but when they're trying to hit teams on the counter-attack, they can't do so with the same efficiency with him out there. And him being at the African Cup of Nations is a problem. But on Saturday, defensively, they were deficient as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, to address the Mane point, if he was starting here, he would be determined to put one over his old club, I'm sure, and wind up his former fans. So he will be a big miss. But the other thing is that Joel Matip should be back for this as well, which should, I mean, you know, again, he's still fairly untested compared to other Liverpool players in the Premier League. But he does seem to make a difference from when defending set pieces. And that was part of their undoing at the weekend against Swansea. So I think they will benefit from having Matip back here. In other team news, though, Virgil van Dijk might be missing as well after hobbling off at the weekend. That could be a huge loss for Southampton, who do rely on keeping sides out quite a lot, as they did at St. Mary's. Stephen Davis is the other player who might be a doubt for Southampton in the centre of the park. So we have to wait for team news, as I always think you should do in cup games. But it remains to be seen who starts and who doesn't. But I think for a Liverpool side that are 1-0 down, as you say, and have been so awful, they were terrible in that first leg, and they weren't much better at the weekend. You know, they scored twice, but defending, they were dreadful. It's not to say they're not going to win, but I think 1-2 is ridiculously short.
And in the to qualify market, 5-6 each of two. Liverpool 5-6, Southampton 5-6. So the compilers clearly think this is a toss of a coin as to which team makes the final at Wembley. A couple of stats here that intrigued me. In 53 previous home League Cup matches against top flight opponents, Liverpool have only failed to score in 4 of those. So they've got a good strike rate there. And they haven't lost back-to-back League Cup matches since 2005, when they lost to Chelsea in the final, followed by a third-round defeat against Crystal Palace in October the following season. So Liverpool have a rich history in this competition, and Jurgen Klopp's got a decent record in cup competitions.
He does
as well.
Like them, doesn't he? And
he
has said after the Swansea defeat that he wants to get the club and the fans back united, you know, good spirits, not Manchester United, obviously, good times back, you know, the crowd cheering them on. And I think this would be a way to do it, to reach a final of some sort. But I'm going to just counteract your stat, which you said about Liverpool scoring in every cup game. They have, yes, but they haven't netted more than 2 goals in a tie in this competition at home. since 2013.
Right, okay. And my concern with Southampton, we've been talking about Liverpool, my concern with Southampton is that their form at home is in stark contrast to their away form. They tend to produce their best performances at St Mary's and then go away from home, and that watertight defence is breached.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? I mean, you look at their trip in the FA Cup to Carrow Road. I know they made a few changes, but they haven't got that big a depth of squad, so they can't make too many changes again for this, and they conceded two goals to, let's face it, a Championship outfit that are not doing that well at the moment.
Yep.
They conceded three at Everton. They went down 1-0 to Burnley, and I don't think they really offered that much in that game either, particularly. But the one thing you could say about them is that when they need to be up for it, they are up for it. I mean, look at that 3-1 win at Bournemouth. You know, local derby, lots of pride at stake, and they were really good at home against Liverpool in the first leg. It seems that although they struggle on their travels, with just 5 goals in 5 and failing to net in 3 of those matches, you know, when they need to perform and when they need to turn up, they sometimes do, as they showed in the 3-1 victory against Bournemouth.
What are we going for here? What are your bets on this match?
Yeah, I found this one pretty tricky, actually.
Yeah, I do as well. Yeah. I think it's going to be cagey.
Yeah.
I've just got a feeling that I could see Liverpool winning on penalties or something. I could see this game going to penalties. I could see it ending 1-0.
I'm not going to disagree with you there, because I think that actually 1-2 is too short for me to work with. I'd rather take Liverpool to qualify at 5-6. At least we're nearly getting even money with that, because I think this could, you know, Liverpool could easily win this 1-0 and take us to extra time. And then, obviously, subsequently penalties. They're 7-1 to win in extra time and 25-1 to win on penalties, which are huge results.
I like those two. I'd play the Dutch, those two. So I'd split my stakes on the two 25-1s here. Liverpool to win on penalties and Southampton to win on penalties. Because, as we've seen in our cup competitions in the past, both domestically and internationally, once it gets into extra time, there's restricted play in the final third.
Yes. And, you know, obviously, the changes have been made by that point as well.
Yeah.
Usually, so we'll wait and see. But I don't think the 9-5 is in the correct score group betting. Liverpool to win 1-0, 2-0, or 2-1 is the worst bet in the world. I could see a Liverpool 1-0 win. You know, possibly sneak it 2-0, but a 1-0 win would send us into that extra time situation as we described. And I think 9-5 is a much healthier price than the 1-2 on offer. And you know, you're getting a few decent scorelines there that are a very real possibility. Looking at their away form, Southampton do tend to lose to nil quite a lot. They haven't scored against Burnley, Everton, Stoke or Palace. And they lost 2-1 at Hull as well. So, yeah, I think the 9-5 about Liverpool to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 is pretty decent here. And I would take the 5-6 for Liverpool to qualify, but I'm not going near Liverpool in 90 minutes there.
Hull versus Manchester United is the Thursday night game. 7:45 kickoff. Hull are 11-2 to win it. The draw 16-5 with Manchester United 8-15. The qualification prices here: 16-1 Hull to qualify. Manchester United 1-100. Enhanced odds: Robert Snodgrass to score and Hull to win in 90 minutes was 19-2. That's now 12-1. And record breaker, Wayne Rooney to score and Manchester United to win in the 90 minutes was 13-8. That has been enhanced to 2-1. I think that second Manchester United goal in the first leg, Marouane Fellaini scoring in the 87th minute, probably killed Hull off. Even though they seem to have made an improvement, in my opinion, under Marco Silva. They look more solid, I think. And we saw that at the weekend against Chelsea. I know Chelsea eventually won that game, Jack. But I thought Hull were not impressive, but solid and sturdy. And
better.
Yeah, better. Mm. Much better than they'd been under Kevin Phelan.
Yeah.
Mike Phelan. I always call him Kevin Phelan.
I mean, you do know his brother very well. So it's understandable. Yeah, I agree with you, actually. I think Marco Silva has got them organised. He's got them playing for one another. And I actually think they're quite formidable at the KCOM Stadium. Their home record really isn't that bad here, and I think they'll give Manchester United one or two problems. I don't think it will be a cakewalk of any description. I don't think Manchester United are going to, you know, put 3 or 4 past them as people are predicting. If they were going to do that, they would have done that at Old Trafford. But, you know, Manchester United this season, barring, you know, the FA Cup game against Reading and a couple of others earlier in the season, the 3 they put against Sunderland, aren't the sort of side to hit 4 and 5 against sides. Away from home, they have a habit of just hitting 2 That yeah. tends to be where they stay. But I don't think they might not even hit that many this time. The last couple of games here at the KCOM Stadium between these two sides have ended 0-0 and 1-0 to Manchester United, and that was a 90th-minute Marcus Rashford goal, so it took a while for them to break through. And I wouldn't be surprised here, by the way, if we get under 2.5 goals at 11-10.
Right, okay.
I think that's a better value than the 4-6 on overs. I know Hull have to go for it, but Manchester United are decent at the back, and then Hull look organised as well. Manchester United aren't going to... They're sitting on a 2-0 lead. Yes, they're going to want to win and qualify, but they know they don't have to go for it, whereas Hull do. And I think Manchester United could thwart Hull for quite some time. Hull have been much better, as you say, at home. Lost just 1 of 6 home matches in the Premier League and just 1 of 8 in all competitions. So that was to Manchester City, by the way. So, and they held them off for about 72 minutes. So I wouldn't be surprised by under 2.5 goals here. I wouldn't be surprised either by a half-time draw or half-time goalless draw in this one.
Okay.
Because I think it might... I think this, again, might be fairly cagey.
I quite like the enhanced odds offer here of Rooney to score in a Manchester United win in 90 minutes. It was 13-8. That's been enhanced to 2-1. He's got a good record against Hull. He's had a hand in 5 goals in his last 4 appearances at the KCOM as well, scoring 2 and assisting 3. This is a game you'll think Wayne Rooney would start. Came off the bench, scored that equaliser, wonderful equaliser, against Stoke City at the weekend to break Bobby Charlton's long-standing record. And we know his best days are behind him, Wayne Rooney, but this is a match in which he'll be given, I think, free rein by Jose Mourinho, and I can see him scoring again in a Manchester United win.
Yeah, and in other team news, I think Michael Carrick is due to come back as well. He was rested at the weekend ahead of this. But I think that Juan Mata might be given the chance to make amends for his dreadful display at the weekend, of course, scoring an own goal and missing from, was it about 4 yards
out?
Yeah,
I think it was closer than that, actually.
Yeah, it probably was. I've given him too much rope there. 11-5 any time for Juan Mata, who, of course, scored in the first leg, so it's easy to say, but I do think that he'll be absolutely desperate to make amends for that display at the weekend, and I don't think that 11-5 for Juan Mata any time is the worst price in the world.
And if you are a believer in head-to-head records, Hull haven't scored in any of their last 4 matches against Manchester United. The last player to score for Hull against Manchester United was Matty Fryett.
Wow.
And that was in a Premier League match back in May 2014.
Yeah, these two sides do tend to play out quite a few matches where both teams don't score.
Yeah.
So 19-20 for both teams to score is quite a tempting price, actually.
I think so as well. Do check out all the odds for Hull versus Manchester United. What's the definitive bet here?
I'm going for half-time draw 13-10.
Okay. Half-time for it. Maybe to be 0-0 at half-time as
well.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, in that live score market. Thank you for your company, Mr. Critchley.
No problem. It's been a pleasure, and hopefully we've tipped a few winners for you out there.
Do check out all the odds for the League Cup semi-finals on the William Hill website and on the app as well. If you are on the website, go to sports.williamhill.com and click on the football tab, and then find the League Cup action in the all competitions markets. And you'll be able to check out all the odds. We've got loads of markets for Liverpool versus Southampton, 249 at time of recording, and 255 for Hull versus Manchester United. Thank you again to Jack for his company. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this podcast. Do check us out on audioboom.com. Type in William Hill. That's where all the on-demand audio lives. And we'll be back with the weekend edition of the Punt Podcast. Derek McGovern and Tom Kerwin giving you their verdicts on the FA Cup matches. Thank you for your company. We'll speak soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.